All right, so welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about multi-district litigation, or MDLs.
Or MDLs.
MDLs.
Yeah.
You know, we see all these like huge lawsuits sometimes with like people all over the country making similar claims.
Right, right.
And this is what, like 28 U.S.C. Section 1407 was created to deal with.
Right, to kind of centralize them and bring them all together.
Exactly. Bring them all together in one spot.
In one spot.
Just to like make things more efficient during pretrial.
Much more efficient. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have the same discovery happening in like 20 different courts all over the country.
Right.
You know, you don't want inconsistent rulings.
Right.
So the idea is we centralize it, we get it all in one place. We have one judge usually kind of overseeing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it just makes the whole pretrial process much more manageable.
Right. And it's a big deal for judicial economy.
Huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, because the courts are already so bogged down.
It's if we could do things to kind of streamline the process and make sure that things are consistent, it looks everyone.
Okay, so like for today's deep dive, we are going to be focusing on one particular aspect of this, which is, you know, you have to have like pending cases for an MDL to even have.
Right, yeah. You can't consolidate something that's not there anymore.
Right, exactly. And that brings us to in Wright Northwest Airlines Corps, privacy litigation.
Okay.
So this was a motion to centralize 9 different lawsuits.
Okay.
All related to Northwest Airlines sharing passenger data with NASA after 9/11.
All right. So the government asked for this information.
Yeah.
You know, they said we want to look for patterns.
Right.
You know, we want to see, you know, what we can do to kind of make things better security wise.
Yeah.
And Northwest gave over all this data.
Now, what's so fascinating about this case, and this is where it gets really interesting, is like what happened before the judicial panel on multi-district litigation?
Okay.
The JPML
could
even decide whether to centralize these cases or not.
Okay.
And this is where the legal concept of mootness comes in.
Right.
And it really shows you how dynamic litigation can be.
Right.
Things are always changing.
Yeah, things are always changing. And especially with like
a
big case like this.
Exactly.
With a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's set the scene a little bit.
All right, let's do it.
You've got a plaintiff in Tennessee who's saying,
hey,
let's get all 9 of these lawsuits that are across Minnesota, North Dakota, and Tennessee. Let's pull them all together in the Eastern District of New York for pretrial.
Okay.
What were your initial thoughts when you saw that?
So my initial thought was, well, this seems like a slam dunk. This seems like a pretty clear case where it makes sense to centralize these things because it all revolves around the same central event, which is Northwest providing these passenger name records or PNRs to NASA after 9/11.
Right.
And it raises a ton of similar legal questions.
Yeah.
So my initial thought was, okay, this is a pretty good candidate for MDL consolidation.
Yeah. And, you know, on the surface, it all seems very logical. Like,
exactly.
Okay, this is all stemming from the same event.
Right.
Let's just pull it all together.
Let's put it all together.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Before the JPML could even, you know, hold a hearing and decide, okay, we're going to create this MDL or not.
Yeah.
Stuff starts happening with the underlying lawsuits.
Yep.
Tell us about those dismissals.
So this is really the crux of the issue, and it's a huge lesson for anybody considering an MDL.
Okay.
While that motion to centralize is pending
before
the JPML,
things
are happening in those individual cases.
Yeah.
And what happened was the cases started to kind of disappear or fall away. So first, a judge in Minnesota, Judge Magnuson, dismissed 7 of the 9 cases.
Whoa.
So that's a huge shift in the landscape.
7 out of 9 just like
gone
like that.
Yeah.
So what happened to the remaining 2?
Well, the JPML saw that and they said, whoa, hold on. Let's wait and see what happens with these other 2 cases.
Right.
So they had 1 in North Dakota and they had 1 in Tennessee.
Okay.
And then the judge in North Dakota, Judge Hovland, he also dismissed his case.
Okay.
So now we're down to 1.
By the time the JPML was like ready to make a decision?
Yep.
All 9 cases are gone.
Right. They've been dismissed by the individual courts.
So was the motion to create an MDL even still valid?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's the legal question that the JPML had to decide.
Had it become moot?
Had it become moot at this point?
Right.
And this is why it's so important to keep track of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
in all the related cases.
Yeah.
You can't just assume that because you filed a motion to centralize,
right,
that it's going to just move forward on its own.
Yeah, like you can't just wash your hands of it and be like, all right.
Exactly.
That's all I keep track of, yeah, what's going on.
Okay, so how did the JPML analyze this whole situation?
All right. Well, their analysis really focused on that key requirement that, yeah, we talked about at the beginning.
Okay.
Which is you need multiple pending actions,
right,
that share common factual questions.
Right.
The point of an MDL is to manage and coordinate,
okay,
pretrial proceedings.
Right.
But those proceedings have to be ongoing.
Okay. So if the underlying litigation, yeah, isn't ongoing anymore,
right,
then there's nothing to consolidate.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The panel's reasoning was basically,
look, when all these cases got dismissed,
right,
the multi-district character of this whole thing just vanished.
Yeah.
They said, and this is a really important quote,
right,
the dismissal of all actions eliminated the multi-district character of this litigation.
Okay, so like, it doesn't even matter,
yeah,
that the cases existed at one point.
It's all about what's happening,
right,
at the time the panel is making its decision.
Right, so it's really like a snapshot in time.
Yeah, it's a snapshot of what's going on.
Yeah.
They have to look at the situation as it is,
right,
when they're making the call.
Not when the motion was first filed.
Right. Not 6 months ago. Not a year ago. They got to look at it right now.
Right now. And okay. Right. So then did they explicitly say that, yeah, they couldn't just like create an MDL,
right,
for cases that don't exist anymore?
Yeah. They did. They said, look, we can't centralize cases, yeah, that don't exist.
Right.
Chairman Judge Hodges said, and I'm quoting here, no remaining actions pending, no basis for centralization.
Okay, so that makes sense. If there are no actual lawsuits in front of them,
right,
then there's nothing for them to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Their authority under that section 1407,
right,
is to centralize pending cases.
Okay, so we've established that, you know, the whole motion was moot.
Right.
Can we talk a little bit about what the lawsuits were actually about?
Yeah, sure.
Just to give the listeners, yeah, a little bit more context.
Absolutely.
We don't need to get into, like, you know, the actual merits or anything.
Right. We don't have to relitigate the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just, like, the basic gist of it.
Yeah. Like, what were these lawsuits about?
Okay. So, basically, Northwest Airlines,
yeah,
they provided these passenger name records, or PNRs,
okay,
to NASA,
okay,
after, yeah, the September 11th attacks.
Yep.
And NASA said they wanted these records for research,
okay,
to try to enhance security.
Okay.
And Northwest just gave them over.
Okay, so these PNRs contained like a bunch of personal information?
Yeah, they had names, contact information.
Right.
They had detailed flight itineraries.
Oh, wow.
Credit card numbers.
Really?
Hotel reservations.
Wow. Okay, so like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Pretty sensitive stuff.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, okay.
So the plaintiffs were basically saying,
okay,
look, Northwest, you violated your own privacy policy.
Okay.
You said you wouldn't share our information.
Right.
And they also said that this violated the Electronic Communications Privacy Act.
Right, the ECPA.
The ECPA.
Okay.
And they also had some state law claims as well,
oh,
like breach of contract, invasion of privacy, deceptive trade practices.
Right.
But the important thing to remember is that,
yeah,
the district courts already decided all of this. Like,
right,
they already ruled on these claims.
Yeah.
And they dismissed the cases.
Right. So the JPML wasn't saying,
like, exactly,
whether Northwest did anything right or wrong.
Right. They were just looking at the procedure.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they have the authority to centralize these cases or not?
Okay. So let's talk about the key takeaways.
Right.
For law students especially.
Yeah.
Like, what are the important things to get out of this case?
So I think the biggest thing is that you have to really keep an eye on all of the related cases.
Okay.
You can't just assume that your MDL motion,
right,
is going to sail through.
Right.
You have to know what's happening in all of those individual cases.
Okay.
Because if they get dismissed,
yeah,
your MDL could be sunk.
Yeah. It kind of shows that it's not like a guaranteed thing.
It's not a guarantee at all.
Yeah.
You need those cases to be active.
Right.
You need them to be pending,
right,
for the MDL to even be a possibility.
Okay. And like, how does this relate to,
yeah,
some broader legal principles that law students should be, gosh, thinking about?
Well, I think this case really highlights the concept of mootness.
Okay.
And, you know, we often think of mootness as like,
yeah,
oh, the case is over. There's nothing left to decide.
Right. But here it's more like procedural mootness.
Okay.
The mechanism that we're trying to use to resolve these cases, the MDL, has become moot.
Okay.
Because there are no cases left.
Right.
So it's not enough for the controversy to have existed at some point.
Okay.
It needs to be a live controversy when the JPML is making its decision.
Yeah. So it's not just about like meeting deadlines and stuff.
All right.
It's about like the strategic timing.
Strategic timing.
Of everything.
Yeah. You got to think big picture.
Yeah.
You got to think long term.
Okay. So basically, summarizing everything that we've talked about today.
Yeah.
You know, this case in Northwest Airlines,
mm-hmm.
it really shows how an MDL motion is completely dependent on having these multiple cases.
Multiple pending cases.
That are pending.
Yes.
And that share common issues of fact.
Common factual issues.
Yeah, and if those cases get dismissed, then the MDL is moot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to centralize.
There's nothing to centralize.
Yeah, the JPML can't do anything.
Okay.
They need those cases to be there.
So a final thought for all of our law students out there listening.
Yeah.
How might you know this potential for an MDL to become moot affect the way that people think about litigation strategy?
That's a great question.
Especially in like...
Especially in these big cases.
Complex, multi-jurisdictional cases.
Right, where you've got things happening all over the place.
Yeah. Are there like proactive steps that lawyers can take to avoid, you know, having their MDL?
To make sure they don't lose their MDL.
Just like...
Disappear.
It's a really important thing to think about.
Yeah. It's not just like you said before.
Right.
Just filing the motion and being done with it.
You got to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic process.
Yeah. It's a lot to juggle.
It is.
But it's important.
Absolutely.
Well, that's our deep dive for today.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
I always love talking about this stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
See you later.